Hey, this this is DJ Pekus with Greenlight Radio 97.1 in Boulder. We're here at Riot Fest with the Bots. What are your names, guys?
I'm Mikaya.
Anaya.
And your brothers, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. How's your tour going so far?
Pretty good. This is the last little thing before we get back home. We got a couple more shows, but it's been very fantastic. Played to a lot of nice people. This festival's pretty cool, so looking forward to it.
We're glad you're here. Okay, so you guys have been described as rock, punk, folk, more, so many different things. What genre do you guys best identify with?
Vagcore.
Vagcore.
It's like, it penetrates your ears, you know? No. I like to say rock. I mean, people want to call it other things and really corner you and put a label on or classify your music, but I think it's just rock music. And that is a little bit of punk stuff and acoustic-y stuff or indie rock and slow rock, hard rock, doom, whatever. Like, we have elements of everything in there, but it's just a rock band. But, yeah, stuff we like to play and like to hear, or like to hear and like to play it.
And then what bands would you say influenced your last album? Sincerely Sorry? Is that the last one that came out?
That's gonna be, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really take influences in that way when we're writing. I mean, like, it's nice to listen to a lot of things that we don't sound like, and I feel that bands that try to sound like their influences, it's just, it doesn't get you anywhere. It's like, create your own music. And I mean, people that inspired?
Sincerely Sorry.
That was kind of what we came up with.
The stuff we've just been writing.
Yeah. Was it inspired by anything particular? I'm sorry we don't begin to answer.
No, that's great. And then, what's your writing process like? Who writes what and what parts?
I write a lot of the, like, guitars, obviously, and the key parts are all the lyrics and stuff, so. When I start writing a song, sometimes I write on an acoustic guitar, and I'll sit in front of the TV or something with the guitar and be playing, and all of a sudden what I'm doing on the guitar is more interesting than what I'm watching, and just kind of turn it off and go on with that.
Right?
Sometimes I'll start on keyboard, sometimes I'll start with the beat and make a drum beat and give it to Anaya, and he'll totally kill it.
I'm trying to write more stuff with guitars and stuff.
Are you doing the mixing?
Do you mean the studio? Are you talking about?
Do you guys mix anything?
Oh, do we mix up writing? You mean?
Just any electronic? Do you throw anything like that that you pre-recorded?
Yeah, we're gonna have a song with a sample in there tonight or this evening, and it varies. Like, there's so many different ways to write a song, and that's what's so wonderful about it. You could start off on a computer and transpose that, and make it a nice, more organic tune. Electric or acoustic guitar, or it varies. Like, just certain things where we'll play a tune like on bass guitar or whatever, and it might just be bass and drums for that song. You never know what you're gonna do or what. I mean, that's what I like about it, though. You should never predict. Shouldn't sit down and say that I'm gonna write a metal tune or a hip hop song. You should just let whatever comes out of you come out, and then kind of. What I was told when we were working in the studio before is just kind of the seat with the song. Let the song tell you what it wants, which is a good way to work on music, because it's very, it's weird. It's weird to explain, and it's weird when making it, because it's always a different writing experience, and it's never the same formula to things. Because if you get in the habit of doing things like that, it just becomes too predictable, and your music kind of gets boring, or you bore yourself with what you're doing. Things get samey or whatever. You don't want to get in a rut, a musical rut. So always trying to mix it up is the way.
Never limiting yourself.
Yeah, never limiting yourself.
And where can people find your music?
If you want to buy it, you can find it on iTunes.
If you want to steal it, I don't know if you can do that yet.
Any website?
Probably.
MP3 Skull.
Are you guys on Bandcamp or?
No, we don't use Bandcamp, but we're on Spotify.
Okay, cool.
Amazon, stuff like that.
Cool. Spotify's nice. What's your favorite up and coming band? You guys are from LA, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite up and coming band from out there, or just any local band that you're just totally enjoying right now?
I'm liking. There's this band called The Garden. They're really.
Unfortunately, I'm writing my own music, so I don't get to listen to too many people. It's nice to be able to tour, because then when we're on tour like this, I get to hear a lot of bands and discover music live. And I always say festivals are the best way to kind of get, like, it's like wine tasting. You get to kind of watch each band for a little bit, you get to see. It's good, no, I love it. And then you, from there on, you could be like, oh, this band was really cool live, go home and, like, check it out, buy the album, whatever, and become a fan of it, which is fantastic. And that's what I hope people will do when they watch us, is, you know, a lot of people walk by and discover us at festivals, and that's that's kind of how things go. It's really nice that way.
Now, I read you guys have done a lot of festivals, like Warped Tour in particular, putting you on the bill with all kinds of different acts. What's been your favorite band to tour with so far?
I keep on saying the same thing, but I love, it was Tenacious D and Blur, but like, Tenacious D was funny to tour with, because Jack Black and Kyle, and like their stage performance was always very entertaining every night. And then Blur was really sick, because it was Blur, and the reason, you know, they didn't play for a long time before they finally got back together, and they asked us to support them for like 7-something dates, and it was awesome.
Right. And for you? Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, I've always
really
take that
one.
We played a couple.
We played a couple shows with them, and it was amazing. But we toured with. Yeah, Blur was amazing for sure. Refuse was amazing. They're awesome.
And then I also read that you guys skateboarded on a train once, which is highly impressive. What's your favorite skate spots?
Favorite skate spots in LA?
Anywhere.
Gosh, you can't. I love skating at this high school we used to go to back home. It's the local spot. I'll go there.
Oh, wait.
There's
Longdon, though. I think Temple City High is
pretty
not
fun.
Much there, but I like it.
I like skating at, there's a million places in the world I love going to. That's a really wide
question. You asked the skateboarder the skate question.
Alright, favorite skate shoe?
Converse.
Yeah.
For life.
Ripping it up,
but not because they're totally not ripped up.
Yeah, they're way cleaner than mine are that I'm not wearing. But okay, describe your band in 3 words or less.
Veg, core, penetration.
Yeah.
And I keep on making that joke because I thought it was funny.
It is funny. It's a little hysterical.
It's a new genre I'm inventing. And it's, yeah.
Three names, 3 words.
3 words that describe our band.
Yeah,
our sound,
or your music.
Our music. Fun.
Eccentric.
Yeah. Dynamically. I don't know, sonically. I'm trying to figure out what words would really describe. Fun is good, because I think we're a fun band live. I like to have fun on stage. But we're serious at the same time about our music. Can that work? Fun and serious? It's kind of contradict.
It's like the flirty librarian.
Fun, cool.
These are lame words.
I'm choosing very lame words. Very generic.
I'm thinking.
You want to answer this one? Because I'm just going to
say said eccentric.
Cool.
It's pretty eccentric.
And nice. Just nice.
All right, what's next for you guys? What should we look out for in the coming up year?
Releasing an album.
Yes, on the 14th.
Oh, nice.
October.
And what's that called?
It's called...
What?
Pink Palms.
Pink Palms. Yeah. All right, and what label is that on?
It's Fader. Fader label.
Fader, awesome. Staying with that. And you guys going to be touring, aside from this October tour, you're going to keep on going with this new album?
When the album comes out, yeah, probably next year.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming to Riot Fest, and we're looking forward to seeing you perform today.
Okay, what was
your
name?
Jessica, or DJ Peckus, Greenlight
DJ
Radio.
Peck.
Take care, guys.
Awesome.